U.S. officials say they're making progress in lining up international support for a campaign to dismantle the network allegedly run by Osama bin Laden. Today, Russia's President Vladimir Putin said his government will share information with the U.S. about the whereabouts of international terrorists. The United States is also seeking help from Pakistan. NPR's Tom Jelton reports now on the challenge of sharing intelligence with other countries.
The Bush administration is refusing even to hint at its plans for finding Osama bin Laden, except to say it'll target the Taliban regime, which shelters him. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld spoke today at the Pentagon.
We are looking at the full range and spectrum of things that can be done, both from a military standpoint as well as the president announced today, from a financial standpoint and diplomatic. Clearly, the decision by the United Arab Emirates to sever their relationship with the Taliban is an example of the kinds of things that can be very helpful.
The United States also wants intelligence help. Andrew Basevich, international relations professor at Boston University and a former Army colonel, says offers of basing rights, overflight rights, and military assistance will amount to little if the United States lacks key information about the bin Laden network.
If we can get adequate intelligence about this apparatus, how it's organized, how it operates, where it's located, I believe we can devise the means to effectively take the apparatus down. But absent adequate intelligence, then the problem really becomes very, very daunting.
The United States has its own intelligence sources, both through human contacts and through electronic means, intercepts and surveillance. In and around Afghanistan, U.S. intelligence agencies can also count on support from allies. The British military, for example, has trained in Pakistan, and sources say British special forces there have deployed along the border with Afghanistan. The government of Pakistan has also offered to help. The Pakistani intelligence service is believed to be in regular touch with bin Laden operatives, so this assistance could be valuable if it's reliable. Barnett Rubin is an Afghanistan expert at New York University.
In the past, it appears that whenever we have tried to collaborate with Pakistan on these things, somehow the intelligence has gotten to bin Laden. So that would be the problem.
A similar warning yesterday from former Defense Secretary Bill Cohen, speaking about bin Laden on the CBS program Face the Nation.
It's pretty clear that he has the support of some of the elements from within Pakistan, and that intelligence service has some elements in it that also provides him with intelligence.
Cohen may have been speaking from experience. He was presiding at the Pentagon in August 1998 when bin Laden managed to escape a U.S. cruise missile attack on his compound. Some U.S. officials suspected that bin Laden was somehow alerted by Pakistani operatives that an attack could be coming. A military source says the Pakistani intelligence service should be considered, quote, totally penetrated, unquote, by the bin Laden organization. That does not necessarily mean there's no reason to collaborate with Pakistan in intelligence-gathering efforts. General Wesley Clark, formerly the NATO Supreme Commander, says intelligence cooperation is always challenging.
Of course, one has to be very careful of information that's given by any other country's sources. It's a function of the precision of the information, the source of the information, the duration of the relationships, other conflicting motives. It's part of the art of using intelligence to be able to evaluate its credibility.
Pentagon officials, in fact, are being careful not to suggest the campaign against Osama bin Laden and his network will be easy. And Defense Secretary Rumsfeld said today the goal of eliminating terrorism from the face of the earth is, quote, too high, unquote, to be meaningful. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.